If you wish those gambling ads in the footy telecast would stop, well, it's happened. Not here, but in the UK. The British Football Association has announced an end to all of its sponsorships with betting companies, including terminating a long-term multi-million dollar contract with a gambling firm. The decision was reached after a three-month review of the governing body's links to the betting industry. It's renewed calls for Aussie sporting codes to end their close relationship with the gambling industry, which is contributing to Australians being among the biggest gamblers in the world. Antoinette Latouf with this report.
While having a flutter at the bookies has long been associated with horse racing, in recent years the growth of online betting saw football change that position in Britain. But that relationship is coming to an end. The UK's Football Association has now pulled out of a four-year sponsorship deal worth almost $6 million with gambling firm Ladbrokes after just 1 year, following a board decision in May to cut ties with betting companies. It's a move that's being applauded by Tim Costello from the Alliance for Gambling Reform, who says Australia is lagging behind.
This is compromising the sport, but particularly it's grooming children, and I say grooming deliberately, children to be the next wave of punters. Those kids are seeing those sports bet ads attached to their heroes. The Americans have completely banned sports betting for their codes, NBA, basketball and national football. We can do the same.
Senator Nick Xenophon has long rallied for an end to what he calls Australia's addiction.
Well, it really puts Australian sporting codes to shame, given their increasing reliance on gambling revenue. Enough is enough. It's about time. Australian sporting codes took a leaf out of what the UK is doing. They've shown leadership, whereas here we're just showing greed.
This year's high-profile case of a British Premier League player who received an 18-month ban from the sport for gambling on some of his own matches is being attributed to the code's rethink of its stance. British professional footballers are banned from making any bets on their own sport. And after receiving his sentence earlier this year, midfielder Joey Barton pointed out the hypocrisy given the FA's reliance on gambling dollars. In Australia, most codes have restrictions on their players when it comes to gambling. Senator Nick Xenophon.
There's more than a whiff of hypocrisy when it comes to sporting codes. On the one hand, they are hooked on the gambling revenue they rake in. On the other hand, they have all these tough rules against their players. They can't have it both ways.
According to a UK report, Australia has the world's highest gambling loss per head, losing an average of $1,500 a year. Families watching sport on television are often inundated with sport betting ads, which the Turnbull government will limit as of next year. There'll be no gambling advertising on television before 8:30 p.m. during live sporting events. But Tim Costello says this doesn't go far enough.
Well, the NRL is absolutely captured. I think Manly Warringah is, you know, called Lotto Land, and almost all NRL clubs have deals with betting companies. AFL presidents really dislike it, but then they sort of moan and say, but without the income, we can't buy a star player, we might miss out on a premiership and we'll get blamed by our fans.
In a statement to PM, an AFL spokesperson said the issue is being taken seriously.
As part of our agreements with major wagering companies, we can access all betting material to ensure that players, coaches and officials do not bet on matches. This is a central part of our integrity rules to ensure that all matches are conducted to the best effort of every competitor.
Football Australia went marginally further than just defending its current policy.
We respect the decision of the Football Association in England and will continue to carefully consider the decisions the FFA makes around sponsorship.
Tim Costello says a rethink of Australian sports business model is long overdue.
Well, that's exactly what tobacco did and said when it was linked to sport, and Sporting Code said it'll be the end of sport if we lose tobacco sponsorship. It's kicked on. We heard that argument with alcohol sponsorship. Sport's such a passion in this country, it will be funded and it will go on. And how do I know that? Western Australia, where there's no pokies outside Burswood Casino, has the highest level of sporting participation anywhere in Australia, well funded because people are passionate about it.
Tim Costello from the Alliance for Gambling Reform, ending that report from Antoinette Latouf.